So yesterday I had a lovely chat with Hannah Everingham about their upcoming tour, going around a lot of different places in New Zealand. So let's have a listen. They recently released a new album back in March, Siempre Tien Flores. I pronounced it really poorly at the start of this interview, so I apologize for that. But otherwise, let's have a listen. And I'm just going to play a little bit of their music in the background, which is just so good. Let's have a listen. And let's just chill out for a bit. So you've got a new tour coming up, and I suppose it's following your new so-called sophomore album, Siempre Tien Flores. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, something. It's like Siempre Tien Flores. So
great.
Basically.
Yeah. And can you explain what the translation is?
Yeah, sort of translates into a phrase like they always have flowers or he always has flowers. So that's the title, is kind of capturing to me that sense of maybe carrying something joyful or, I don't know, hopeful with you.
Yeah.
Which was, for me, that was what that album holds a lot of.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I can definitely see that. And I suppose from your transition from your last album Between Bodies, and that way too, it's musically transitioning in an interesting way into your new album.
Yeah, I think a part of the newer album that's come out, that just the recording process itself differed from the first record, and I had more people in the, well, three of us tracked it live, mainly the Siempre Tien Flores. So it kind of has its energy that comes from maybe a bit more diverse collection of people, as opposed to just myself recording tracks, which has its own energy as well.
Right. I suppose in that case then, your tour that's coming up soon will be quite different from the previous tours that you've done.
Yeah, I think this was also partly why I was intrigued to just do a whole run of shows with my duo partner, Thomas, who he co-produced that album with me. And it'll be nice to play some new material and also songs from this record that are formed in a different way, I suppose. I mean, they're the same song, so it doesn't change that much, does it? But sometimes it feels different to play with a drummer.
Yeah, it brings a different kind of vibe altogether. That's really exciting. Is there any aspect of the tour that you're most excited about, or any particular song from the new album that you're quite looking forward to hearing it live?
I think I'm intrigued a little bit by just how it will flow. This set will flow differently, I think, compared to when I perform solo. And when you perform solo, you have so many considerations happening at the same time in your head. Sometimes there's a different feeling when you have other people that you play with, and you can kind of lean on them a bit in moments in the mid-songs. So I think the height, maybe the bigger energy song will be fun to play with a drummer.
Right. I suppose having different people when you're playing together, that each person will have a different take or a different perspective on a song, and it can definitely create some really interesting moments where you might bring up aspects that otherwise might not have been brought up.
And that's I think the really wonderful thing about playing your music with people and bringing other people into the music specifically, is that they have this different world of experience that, you know, there's definitely been times where I've been oh, let's not play that song tonight, I don't feel like it. And then I might have a bandmate who's oh, it feels like we could do it in this way and it will be different and fun. And so it's just the different opinions that happen, and that's exciting to me to play a tour like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It is really exciting. And I think it'll be cool to just know that every song can be different, like every night, I suppose, in, you know, its own way. Yeah, quite inspiring. Are there any like specific like venues or like shows that you're like particularly excited about for your upcoming tour? You've got quite a few different like places around New Zealand, I see.
Yeah, I am actually, I'm looking forward to, so some of the venues we're playing are ones that I've played before quite a few times, or ones that I've played before at least once, like Frida's in Tāmaki is like, I've played there once before, and it was such a nice time. I was like, obviously I'm going to go back there to play. And there's a special space that happens in smaller venues as well, which is nice to have the intimacy of a small space. I'm looking forward to going up to Golden Bay this weekend, actually.
Cool. Great. Yeah.
Yeah. We're playing at the Muscle Inn in Takaka and in Mapo as well, at a theatre there.
Lovely. Yeah, that's really, really cool. Where can you get tickets to your shows?
Yeah, cool. Generally, most tickets are available on Under the Radar, and especially, Auckland tickets, that's Under the Radar. You can just look up Hannah Everingham. Or my website, hannaheveringham.com, also has direct links for some of the venues, especially some of the venues in the South Island have different ticketing systems, but generally, Under the Radar has everything.
And the prices stay range from, is it $20 to $30, unwaged and waged?
Yes, yep. So we've added a few more unwaged tickets. But yeah, hopefully we'll sell the waged, a few more waged ones too.
yeah, absolutely.
Ideally.
Fingers crossed. I mean, people should come because sounds like it's going to be a really, really intriguing and fun time.
Thanks.
Is there anything else that you might like to talk about the tour or the music or the album?
Well, mainly, I suppose, I'm really excited to play the shows. I know I was touring sort of recently, maybe in the scheme of a year. I was on the road in April and May, stuff, the record came out. But I am really excited to come back and see people and feel the music in a different way. It feels kind of challenging on a personal level for me, but I'm really excited for that to happen. And it's going to be spring, so it'll be nice.
Yeah, the weather's going to be hopefully going to be really good. Fingers crossed, not so wet in the upcoming next few weeks. But do you find that touring gives you a lot of like creative energy to create more music? Is that something that you find is like a big fuel for writing more songs?
Yeah, I do feel like there's a few things that maybe happen when you're touring, and like one of them is you're seeing the people that are like in touch with your work a lot, or you know, people who like your music, and that's a fuel in its own way to feel connected with people who, you know, are living elsewhere but love the records, which gives you some, you know, in your daily life, especially maybe in Christchurch, it's like, not like it's a huge city, you don't cross paths with music-y people all the time, so even to just hang out with people that are on the same buzz is fun. Yeah, for sure. It's just nice to have that perspective shift as well when you're traveling. I was like, here's another place.
Yeah. I suppose it can be, anything like creative can in some ways feel quite, like you can get satisfaction from creating music, but like sometimes the feedback is often really, there isn't much feedback apart from like social media or whatever. So to, you know, do something that's live, you get to actually connect with people on a more physical level, and I think that's quite nice and like satisfying, I can assume. But yeah,
and it's something I do feel fortunate that there are people that are always, you know, to just go to live music is an ask for people. You leave your house and go somewhere and give that performer your time, and it's nice for that experience to be enriching for everyone.